Now on Time to Talk Day, we're asking people to get talking about mental health. Wherever you are, your conversation matters. Each year, one in four of us experiences a mental health problem, yet too many of us are made to feel isolated, ashamed and worthless. Time to Talk Day is a chance for everyone to open up about mental health, to talk, to listen, to change lives. And that's exactly what we're doing here on Phoenix FM all day long today with some wonderful guests, including the man who is sitting 4 foot to the left of me at the moment. It's Colin Wade from Brentwood Mind, and also in the studio is our very own Scott W from the Phoenix Sports Show, and also a mental health campaigner. So good afternoon, gents.
Nice to be here.
It's lovely to see you. Lovely to see you, Colin. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Brentwood Mind have been helping people in the community for 40 years now, more than 40 years, through its drop-in and bridge-building services. Now, I wasn't fully aware that you'd been around that long, but I do know a bit about what you do. For anyone who doesn't, can you give us an overview of what you're there for?
Yeah,
what
sure.
You do?
Yeah. Well, so as you say, we've been around for the last 40 years. We had premises in Ongar Road. We've now located to the town hall because, as we'll chat about funding in a minute, I'm sure, the rent there was getting too much. So we've still got a nice office in the town hall, the good view.
Yep.
But yeah, we've been around 40 years, mainly sort of helping people with depression, anxiety, social exclusion, all the sort of things that you'd expect. You touched on things there. We don't use the term bridge building anymore. We've changed that now to well-being.
Okay.
We thought that was getting a bit antiquated, but it's the same thing. Helping people on with the day-to-day way that they deal with their mental health. You may have a trouble making a phone call or writing a letter, filling in a form, might be too anxious. The well-being side touches on that. And of course, then we have our counselling service.
Right, okay. And I hear that because of the situation with the funding, you're having to start charging for that now, is that right?
Yeah, it's a terrible shame, but we want to be around. The main thing is, we're charging now. We do our initial referral, which is free, which is half hour. You can come in, talk through your problem, and then I'll signpost you to what I think is probably the best avenue for you, whether it's the well-being or counselling. We're not, our counselling service and well-being is not expensive compared to going to private counselling.
Sure. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we've got to pay the rent.
Obviously.
As I'll touch on, we used to be funded by the NHS up till 2 years ago, and then overnight that was wiped out. So I have to spend more of my time now, apart from seeing people on a one-to-one basis, going out looking for fundraising, sponsorship.
Yeah.
Something I'll touch on again later. You know, I'm looking for local companies that will take us on as their charity of the year, do quiz nights for us. So we only have 2 full-time members of staff now.
Right.
So with the cuts, we halved our staffing. So it's a lot of work at the moment.
Mm. I think to be fair, it's as you say, Colin. It's not necessarily the diagnosis. It's as you said, it's the effect that it has on everyone's day-to-day life. Because that's the focus for me as an ex-surgeon, as opposed to the diagnosis, because everyone gets carried away with diagnoses sometimes.
Absolutely, it's the functioning on a day-to-day day level. You know, people with depression, anxiety, it's very difficult to tell how you're going to wake up in the morning, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You might have an appointment to go to, and you know, it might be that's going to affect your benefits. I can come with you.
Right, okay.
So, you know, that's another part of the well-being thing, and help you. You know, I've do this quite a lot. You know, I'll go to a benefits meeting with someone who are so anxious they can't speak, and that could affect them
absolutely
in the future, that they couldn't articulate properly and not get the correct benefit. So that's another part of our well-being service.
Yeah, it's invaluable. Well, I was involved with Brentwood Mind myself, but it's going back quite a long time now, about 5 years ago. I came along as a volunteer, but the way I look at it now, looking back on it, I was part volunteer and part service user, really, because I benefited enormously from being around.
It's good to hear. It's that social inclusion as well. Yeah. I mean, we have a group on a Friday. We call it a music group. I set the music up in there. It's where we used to have a drop-in every day. It's still a focal point that people can come on a Friday afternoon, sit down, have a coffee and chat with other people.
Yeah.
Some of the guys that come to that on a Friday haven't spoken to another person since the Friday before.
Right.
And, you know, it's just lovely seeing people sit round and chatting. They don't have to chat about mental health. It can just be about basic everyday things.
Yeah.
But again, they're touching base with people, and I'm around if they've got a problem, at least I'm there, and you know, they say, can you have a look at this form for me? Could you make a call for me?
Sure.
So we still have got that. But where we used to do it every day, that's only on Friday now.
Right. It's a painful thought, isn't it?
It is a painful thought.
Just thinking
thought.
That someone's been isolated and hasn't... I mean, think about it. Imagine if someone hasn't spoken to anyone.
For a week, you know.
Well, yeah.
It's very sad.
Well, you used to run a daily dropping centre, didn't you? From something like 1 o'clock in the afternoon through till five or something like that.
Had to stop it. Yeah. As I said to you, we had four, five, I think, when I started... full-time members of staff with the funding cuts.
Yeah, yeah.
It either meant we had to scale it down. So as I say, there's only two of us now, which meant then we had to scale back some of the services that we offer.
Sure. So that was nothing to do with the move then?
Nothing to do with the move. No, we've still got the same amount of space in the new place.
Yeah.
It was purely to do with if I'm doing a one-to-one with someone, there's no one there to coordinate the group.
Yeah.
We actually have a couple of volunteers that actually some Fridays I can't physically be there, which is actually run by volunteers. So that's wonderful.
Okay. All right. Well, let's accentuate the positive, as they say.
There are lots.
Yes,
there are lots.
Tell us about the kind of services and events that you do offer for people to come in and take part in, yeah?
Well, as I say, without the drop-in, there's not so many things that we do. We have the group on a Friday.
Yeah.
But we're getting involved. You know, we sort of work in partnership with Community Print, I think.
Okay, they've been in today, yeah.
Lovely people.
Yeah.
Again, because we are so short-staffed, we'll go out and do the Strawberry Fair. I'm trying now to go out and do more of these type of things, doing more of the promotional things.
Yeah.
But for service users, what we have, the two main services we offer is a counselling service, which is busy, which we have volunteer counsellors coming in, which is wonderful. And what I do, my other hat, when I'm not fundraising or doing promotions, is actually seeing people and doing the one-to-one work myself. They're the two main strands. So if you say you are struggling with anxiety or depression, you can go on our website and email me and I'll email you back and make an appointment for you to come in. Yep. Or you can just phone us direct. I'll give you all the details at the end of how to do it. And then you say, look, I'm struggling at the moment. How do I access your service? You come in and see me for half an hour. We sit down, have a coffee and a chat. And I can gauge then whether it's counselling you need, well-being, or maybe it's not our service. If it's more of a drug and alcohol and addiction problem, I will signpost you, or a physical thing, I'll signpost you to Fitness in Mind. I think you've had them in, haven't you?
Yes.
Another wonderful organisation.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Or someone like Synergy who deal with more addiction. And what is almost quite distressing, I've had a lot of calls recently of a lot of younger people, 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Really?
Mm. So, again, there's a wonderful service in Brentwood, the Young People's Counselling Service. So we're almost there as a signposting as well. If we can't help, we sort of know who can.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this might be a very unfair question, but you'd have a much better idea than I would anyway. How would you gauge the mental health of the nation? Is it improving? Is it getting worse?
I don't know. There's been a lot of weird things going on in the world
absolutely,
recently, which probably hasn't helped. I don't
know.
I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. I think, you know, one in four people are affected. And I think there's this almost this, you know, we don't use that word stigma. A lot of people's idea of mental health is they think it's a maniac running down the road with an axe. Yeah. It's that old cliche. It's not the person who sits at home worrying, stress, anxiety.
Yeah.
We all, I think, and you know, you might disagree, that we all are on the spectrum.
Absolutely. Well, there's at least two people sitting in this room that's had a mental health problem, and neither of us has resorted to an axe yet, have
we? Absolutely. But that's that. But there is that ignorance that we have to get out to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are all on the spectrum. Some people are a lot further down, but we are all on there.
Definitely.
So one in four. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the population of Brentwood is.
I'm not sure.
200,000, I don't know, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you imagine one in four, that's a lot of people.
Yes, that's right.
I would, to be fair, and I didn't want to bring this up, but I would argue that it's actually more than one in four.
I think you're probably
definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, I remember one very famous, very well-known chap to us, who Bob's going to mention, I'm sure, in a minute, who actually basically says it's one in one.
But as I say, we're all on the spectrum.
Well,
so.
That's right. But if you look at it in those terms, then I would probably say at least one in three.
And the other thing is that it affects everybody. And I can tell you that I've had clients who are professional models who you wouldn't believe have a self-confidence problem.
Right.
I've had a professional footballer.
Yeah.
People higher profile. And then you're just your normal, everyday person.
Absolutely.
I have city workers who do a big, high tech jobs in the city who come in and see me late in the evening, or one of our councillors. It affects everyone.
Well, it doesn't discriminate, does it?
It doesn't discriminate.
That's absolutely
and
true.
Everybody needs to look after their mental well-being. So,
it should be. There should be a parity between mental health and physical health.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to funding for a minute. Now, you've been instrumental over the last few years of putting on some wonderful concerts to raise money for Brentwood Mind, haven't you? I've been to a couple of them. You featured Jo Harmon, who's a great artist.
She's doing really well at the moment. Yeah. She's on the playlist for Radio 2. Her new single, which I think you should play, features Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers.
Ooh.
And she's like a duet with him.
Well, we'll have to get hold of that.
It's excellent. So she's doing really well. We were lucky to get her. I'm probably might do another one this year. Last year we did the record.
Well, that's what I was coming to.
Oh, right.
Because I think we ought to hear that in a moment.
Okay.
But we need to go into a little more detail about it first. Now, I've got a note on my screen here, strangely enough. It's a song by The Screens. And it says, The Screens are Brentwood duo Colin Wade and Neil Watson. The song is a cover version of the 1982 Duran Duran song, and all proceeds are in aid of Brentwood Mind. It went on sale from the 1st of October. You can still download it.
It's still there. I mean, try and doubt if all proceeds go to it. The other thing is, by streaming it on Spotify, we get 0.0001p. So if you can get it on Amazon or iTunes or any of the major, it actually helps. And take a look at the video. I must mention the video because actually, I'm in it singing. But that's the worst bit. A lot of the people you'll see in the video are actual. There are some service users in it.
Okay.
And volunteers who work for Brentwood Mind. The video's great. I mean, it really does look great. But just to stress that, it was a joint effort between The Screens, which is my other job. But the main thing, it was about raising awareness for mental health.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, what I was trying to say was, here you are, you've put on these shows, you're now producing a single. What an amazing achievement. Both of those shows that I saw, I mentioned Jo Harmon, there was also Benjamin Bloom. Mm-hmm. Fantastic shows they were. They were like West End productions. They were
excellent. I think I had to go back to my work. Before I was working in mental health, I was a promoter.
Okay.
So I had to pull in a few little favours. But to be quite honest, everyone I approached said, I've got friends that suffer with mental health. Oh. Everyone, that's the thing. Everyone knows someone, as we talked about that spectrum.
Yeah.
And they said, I'll be glad to help.
Yeah.
So,
and the place was packed, wasn't
absolutely.
It? Both times, yeah.
And the money was much appreciated.
All right.
It keeps us going.
Well, just tell us a couple of sentences about this song we're about to hear, about the making of it, and where did you get the idea to cover this song, really?
Neil and I have known each other years, and we still record. Neil actually lives in Spain.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
He used to manage Tony Hadley, work with Frankie Goes to Hollywood, produce Billy Ocean. He was quite well known in the music business. We've been old friends for years, and we started writing together again. Yeah. And I said, well, let's put something out before we put our own stuff out. And so we did a cover. We just said, let's do one from our youth. So we picked Duran Duran.
Right.
And we said, well, let's do this not for any financial benefit, but do it for something that means something to us. And obviously, Brentwood Mind was the first choice.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, so, I like the end result. Here it is now. It's The Screens and The Chauffeur. That's Colin Wade, the man sitting 4 feet to my left, along with Neil Watson, who are The Screens and The Chauffeur, a single that was produced in aid of Brentwood Mind. You can still download that from iTunes and Amazon. Colin, fantastic. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Well done with that. What are The Screens up to nowadays?
There's a new single coming out in March. We're doing an album. I'll come in and talk to you about that separately.
Okay, yeah.
But the new single is called Avalanche, and I'll come in The video is amazing.
Okay.
But I won't give anything away. I'll come in and see you in March.
Lovely. That would be very nice. Yeah. All right. Well, now, we mentioned funding earlier on, and we're just talking off air. And we need to mention, really, that Brentwood Mind, as such, doesn't get any funding from the central charity Mind, do they?
No, that's a misconception. I mean, you see blue boxes all over the place with Mind on it, even locally. Main Mind do a great job. I'm not knocking them because they legislate, they lobby governments, you know, and they get stuff out there.
Yeah.
But they get millions, and a lot of that money does not get filtered down to us local mines. Yeah. And there's lots of local mines all over the country.
Yep.
We do not get any money. We have to rely on, at the moment, say, having to charge for some of our service, which really we don't want to do, but it keeps us going. Fundraising. So if there's anyone out there that can, I don't know, wants to do a charity run for us this year, I don't have a tea dance or whatever people do, quiz nights, just go onto the Brentwood Mine website. There's a contact there and it will come through to me and I'll let you know how you can get involved.
Mm.
But we do rely on donations and people fundraising. If there's any businesses out there, we've got a couple that want to take us on as their charity of the year. Again, getting people to running in marathons. Anything you can do, you are helping, and I trust you 100% that any money you raise stays in Brentwood and helps people locally suffering with mental health, and that's the promise.
Yeah, so you someone who would want to donate to Mind might want to think about making a local donation to the
Brentwood
actual,
Mind.
I mean, just to explain it, my understanding is that all the local mines are effectively franchises.
Absolutely,
aren't they? They've got the name, but they don't have.
We don't have any funding. They come and check us every couple of years, make sure we're doing a good job, and they supply us with leaflets. Fine, but leaflets only go so far.
Yep.
What we need is funding.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's about. Mental health generally needs funding. It's not just us.
Yeah.
It's all these other people you've spoken to that have come in.
Yeah.
If anyone is around and picks up one of these community tree leaflets, as it tells you all the local organisations that, you know, like Fitness in Mind, Community Print, all these people, you know, all need funding.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we've done funding. What are your other needs at the moment? You're looking to people to come up with some ideas, I believe. Right?
Absolutely. What we've got is, you know, we have our office and our consulting rooms. We have a group room, where I say, where we have a group on a Friday. I'll call it, which is a social group.
Yeah.
But if anyone comes up with any ideas, again, go to our website of any groups that you think may benefit people in the Brentwood area. It's not about us making money out of this, I promise you.
Yeah.
We've got a room that they can have off us just for the higher rate for, I don't know, a carers group for anyone struggling with people with mental health.
Right.
Anything to do with mental health or mental health related that we can help with, we're there. We've got a room, and any groups that will help anything else, it might be a male depression group, a female depression, anything you can think of, just go to our website. There's a contact form. It comes straight through to me, and we'll see what we can do.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have you got a contact number?
Yeah, our contact number is 01277 234 246. Go to the website and there's an email link.
Yeah.
And the website is www.brentwoodmind.org.uk.
Yeah, we'll get that all up on our website later.
But that's probably the best way to contact us. And again, it'll be, I check it every day. So, you know, I'll be back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's been great to talk to you today.
Thank you,
Colin.
So much.
Thank
it's been a pleasure.
It's a bit of a crossover between your past and present career there, isn't there? Because you're using your expertise to sort of raise a bit of money for Brentwood Mind as well.
It's something that means a lot to me. I'll always be a musician and I carry that on, but mental health is dear to my heart, so
absolutely,
if anything I can do to help.
Well, let's hope Brentwood Mind is still going strong in another 40 years.
I might not be there, but
yeah. All right, Colin, well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Scott.
And thank you,
well.
Scott,
cheers.
Thank you.